Hello and welcome to a new and improved version of TLC Out There. You might call this a podcast, you can call it a radio program, call it what you want, but our hope is that this serves as a brief blessing to help you follow our Lord Jesus in faith this week. The TLC in TLC Out There stands for Trinity Lutheran Church, located in Richland Township, Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, where I happen to serve as pastor. I'm Pastor Tony Schneck. The Out There in TLC Out There is a reminder of where we primarily live out our faith as the baptized people of God. Out there, in the world, in the places where we live and work and go to school. Currently, it is the season of Advent in the year 2020. And there are certainly reasons to pray for, prepare for, and anticipate the Advent, or the coming, of our Lord. It's December, and COVID-19 doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. And so on this first expanded edition, we welcome two health professionals to talk about what it's like out there. We're pleased to speak with two members of our Trinity family who have served in leadership positions, both on our Congregation Council and on our Reopening Committee. Tony Tarchici is a physician, and Jane Logan is a physical therapist. In many of our congregations, we are blessed to have health professionals. We have leaned on those people quite a bit this year, and we are grateful for them. So, Tony, I'll let you start. As chair of the Reopening Committee and as also vice president of our congregation, your work outside our congregation is as a physician. Tell us what you can about your work as a physician and what it's been like lately.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Pastor. I will say I'm a physician at UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. I'm a pediatric hospitalist, so I take care of kids who are admitted to the hospital and get them the care they need to hopefully leave the hospital better than when they came and well. What else did you ask? Is that what you asked?
Excellent. That's good. I was going to, we'll get to COVID-19 in just a little bit, but let's ask Jane to say a few words as well. Jane Logan works as a physical therapist. Jane, what can you tell us about your work?
Okay. So, like you said, I'm a physical therapist. I work at Encompass Health Harmerville Rehab Hospital. If you don't know what a rehab hospital is, so after somebody's been admitted to acute care, then if they aren't unable to go home, they come to a rehab hospital to get well enough to then hopefully make it home.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Can either of you or both of you say a few words about how COVID-19 has been a great challenge in your work this year, particularly right now? As we are having this conversation, it is mid-December, and the numbers have spiked. The pandemic has worsened. Can either of you or both of you say a few words about where we are right now?
Okay, so I will tell you, from the county's perspective, we're not doing well. We have over 1,000 positive cases a day with an over 30% positivity rate, which for your listeners, what that means, that's a very high number. That means for every 10 tests that are done, 3 are now positive, which means we're in an epidemic for certain, which we all knew, and which means there are more positives out there that we're not getting. I can tell you from the hospitals in our region, they're filling up, and the concern is that they're going to fill up like everywhere else in the country that's having significant issues. Our big issue is, of course, making sure we have enough beds, ICU beds, and staff, specifically nursing staff. Nurses are what we really need everywhere, because a nurse takes care of 4 or 5 patients at once and is desperately needed, and their work is so important. So from a local county perspective, we're not doing well. The virus rages on. We've had more deaths recently than we've had throughout the entire pandemic, unfortunately. So right now, and this is probably our post-Thanksgiving bump, which we're still going to see more of, we're in a very precarious spot. If we continue rising, we will max out our beds. And I don't, whatever we do from there, we don't know yet. Whether it's having adults at Children's, which could happen, a field hospital like other places have had, we simply don't know. And the hope is we don't really ever have to know. The hope is we get our numbers down and we don't max out our bed numbers. And I've said this before, we are in a better position than most places because we have so many ICU beds and so many beds per capita, meaning the number of people we have living in the county, we have more beds than we should in terms of hospital beds. We're very well equipped because Pittsburgh and the surrounding area is such a hotbed for medicine and research and healthcare. So that makes us very fortunate. But even so, that will only go so far. So, Jane, sorry I talked so long.
That's okay.
That's all right. We'll give her a chance. Jane, you recently shared some things about how people are coming to your rehab facility post-COVID, having recovering from COVID-19. How is that? How are you seeing the challenges of COVID-19 as those challenges are being met in a rehab facility like the one where you work?
So, like what I had shared in that letter was, you know, we see, used to be like if you saw a husband and wife come to rehab, it was usually due to a car accident or something like that. But now we've had a couple husband and wives come in, where actually just one of the spouses come in because the other spouse never made it out of acute care. So you have the remaining spouse now dealing with the death of their spouse while trying to recoup. And it's not an easy recoup. I know a lot of people, you hear of a lot of people say, I just had aches or I just lost my sense of smell. And fortunately, there are a lot of very mild cases out there, but there are some very tough cases too. And now these people are trying to recoup and return to their house now alone. And the way our society is, we're not, you know, we are very spread out. So a lot of people don't have their children, their adult children nearby. And the cases we had, you know, their children all lived out of state. So you've got to get these people strong enough so that they can walk from the car into their house, up the steps, up to their bathroom, bedroom, bathroom on the second floor. And that's a lot. I just did another evaluation today. The guy who normally walks a minimum of 3 miles a day is now out of breath walking 10 feet. And so that he's got a long way to go. And he's got to go home alone.
I'd like to ask both of you to say a few words to our listeners about Christmas. As Christmas approaches and the new year, of course, people are used to getting together during Christmas. We are used to getting together as a church family. We're used to coming together to sing Silent Night and to those beautiful carols that we're familiar with, to worship together. And we've had to find different ways to worship this year. Our congregation is blessed with a parking lot space. We've got drive-in worship that we have been doing very regularly. A lot of churches are doing worship online. But this is, it's affecting churches and it's affecting families this year. What words can you say about how to be safe this year and how it can still be a meaningful Christmas?
I think from the patients that I've worked with, they have all said, you know, in acute care, you are very isolated, and as well as with the rules in rehab, very isolated. And I know people say, well, I want to be able to get back together. I want to be with people. If you think you feel isolated now, that takes it to the extreme. Because at least now you're able to call people and, you know, I mean, like I said, the gentleman I did today, he was on a ventilator, wasn't able to really do much. So, you know, he was nothing but filled with joy and blessing He kept praising God throughout my whole session with him. And I'm with people for an hour and a half every day. And because now he can communicate with his family. You know, he has the ability to talk to everybody on the phone, and they're able to allowed one person into the hospital, but the rest of them, if he can go outside, if it's not cold, or if they can be outside his window and talk to him on the phone that way, to be able to see his grandkids. So he, you know, very, very, very overwhelmed with his, he kept saying this adventure that he has gone through. And I think to celebrate Christmas, I mean, that's what he kept saying. You have to remember what the gifts that we have. And just to even quote him, you know, just remember that Christmas is even about. It's the gift that God gave us. You know, not necessarily the way we're used to celebrating Christmas, but if you remember, that's the true meaning of Christmas.
That was beautiful, Jane.
I can't take credit for the whole thing, but that's the joy of my job.
That is nice. For me, I will tell people that this is going to be a different Christmas. There's no way around that. It's not going to be what you're used to. Personal examples: every year, my parents live in New Jersey, in South Jersey, and my in-laws live in Quakertown. And we usually split. I usually have 5-6 days off, and we'll split 3 days and 3 days. We'll see my in-laws. We'll see my parents. We'll do Christmas with one, Christmas Eve with another. And we look forward to it every year because we have traditions that we do. We have things we always look forward to. My kids get very excited to be with their grandparents and their cousins and their aunts and uncles at the holidays. And they know it's going to be, we're not going this year. We didn't go to Thanksgiving this year. The reason is we want to keep everybody safe. My parents are older. My in-laws are older. They have health issues. I don't want anything to happen to them. I don't want to be an asymptomatic carrier, especially working in a hospital and having anything happen to them, or God forbid we get sick. This virus is fickle, and it is absolutely non-discriminatory. It will affect everyone and anyone. And it's raging so hard now. If you're able, the best thing to do is celebrate Christmas with those people who you are in your household with, and not go out and do your normal activities and not invite people over. If you absolutely have to have someone over, maybe you're going to take care of an ill loved one that needs someone there to take care of them, please wear a mask. Do your best when you're out and about to wear a mask and practice social distancing. Those things really help. I know there's controversy around them. They really help. The evidence is now overwhelming that they help. They don't get rid of anything. They help. And the vaccine is on the way. It's been approved. We started getting some at UPMC. The healthcare workers are going to start to get vaccinated. There's an end to this. This Christmas will be solitary and unique. But there have been other terrible Christmases where people haven't been able to do what they want to do with their families for various reasons. And so the people have gone through this, and we will get through this. This, if nothing else, will make us stronger and appreciate next Christmas even more, appreciate being with our family more. We're doing this not because we're selfish. We're doing this because we care about them, and we care about all those we could come in contact with. We don't know the health issues people have. And remember, there are young people getting this and getting very, very ill. 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds who are athletes are getting very, very ill and really having a hard time rebounding. And some, unfortunately, have not rebounded. So for those of you listening at home, whatever you may have heard or read, the virus is real. The pandemic is real. Please take care of yourself. Take care of those around you. It's the Christian thing to do, to take care of everyone you can. And this time we're asking you to do it by a simple mask and social distancing, and it will help. It will really help.
These are the ways in which we are loving our neighbors in 2020. Indeed. And as far as Christmas is concerned, you know, one of the phrases that I am seeing and hearing recently is that reminder that the first Christmas was a very simple one. It's okay if this Christmas is simpler for all of us. And perhaps it will help us to receive the true meaning of Christmas, that Christ comes to us, that the joy of the Christ child can come to us wherever we are, and his peace And the message of the angels still says, do not be afraid. There is good news of great joy. There is a Savior, and he is with us. Thank you both so much for all that you do as a part of, not only as a part of our congregation, but in your daily work to care for others. Thank you so very, very much for all you do. You are using God's gifts, and we are grateful. And thanks for being here with us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us, Pastor.
Yes.
In the spirit of that simple Christmas, here is a song by Audrey Assad together with Chris Tomlin. Although it came out a few years ago, it seems so appropriate for this year because it reflects how the Christ child comes to us gently, softly, and quietly. He comes to us wherever we are, whatever our situation, like a winter snow. Once again, I want to thank Tony Tarchici and Jane Logan for the conversation today, and I think I speak for all of us at Trinity when I hope you are safe and well this Christmas. If you're able to come, I would invite you to come to our Christmas Eve drive-in worship services Thursday, December 24th at 5 p.m. There'll be a special message for the children at that one, and then two additional services in the parking lot at 7 and 8 p.m. We're at 3832 Gibsonia Road, where that road intersects with Dickey Road. I'm glad you tuned in to listen today. I pray that the peace of Christmas will come to you. This is Pastor Tony Schneck for TLC Out There. Be safe, be well, be the church. See you out there.